Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Welcome to today's episode, which is Happy Solar Eclipse and New Moon in Aries. Okay, you guys, this is not going to be a very long episode because for the first time ever, I've been doing these eclipses for a few years. And what I can tell you guys is that this eclipse is absolutely different. It's completely different. And I'm going to be breaking down how different that it is. Okay, so normally I can really fully read the energy of the eclipse. Now, mind you, we have a total solar eclipse along with the new moon while in Mercury retrograde. Now, there are some other astrology transits, but I'm not deep. You guys know me. I'm not deep into the astrology, and I only speak on what my higher self reveals to me and whatever my higher self guides me into speaking to you guys, sharing with you guys. So there are going to be other people out there that's going to go more in depth. You know, it's like we all have pieces to this huge puzzle. So I just want to talk about what was given to me to share with you guys. This total solar eclipse is different because it's time for the universe, spirit, Mother Gaia, to hide some things that's going on. And you guys, when I got this message, it was so mind-blowing because I already have an awareness that when you start getting divine knowledge downloads, like divine downloads and uploads, there are certain things that you will be guided not to share. And I also know how some of this info is sacred. And for those of you that have been following me, you know, I know a lot of things, but I don't share everything because there's some in-depthness to what needs to happen that doesn't need to be revealed. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard the saying, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And so there are things that spirit, our higher selves reveal. There are those of us that carry divine knowledge that we just can't share. And it's because when you understand that there are certain information that just needs to be protected, many of you are so tired of the manipulation with the energies and how it doesn't matter what event is taking place. It's like the system finds a way of trying to fuck with key dates, important events that set up for us to shift and evolve as a human. And because of this manipulation, spirit is doing a twist with this new solar eclipse. And the twist is that many of us can't reveal what is being released, what is going to be happening. And I'm noticing it's like, even if people try to read the energy and you can try, you're not going to get anything. And I want to tell you guys what happened to me. So a couple of days ago, I was able to read the energy from a high vibing state. And I did a video and I was trying to post it to my TikTok. And you guys, it stopped uploading at 96%. And it was already dragging. It took a long time to get to even 96%. But once it got to 96%, it just stopped. And so I knew for me, there was an intuitive knowing of, okay, something's not right here. So I'm like, am I not supposed to post this? Now, mind you, as I'm doing my video, I could feel that I wasn't supposed to be recording it, but I kept recording because I'm like, it's such a positive message. It's so like high vibing. And I think that I for me, I felt like you guys needed to hear this positive message. And spirit, it was just a knowing, but I recorded it anyway until I got ready to upload it. And I was like, okay, am I not supposed to record this? And I could feel the yes, you're not supposed to upload this. You're not supposed to release this information. And it was just weird because this hasn't really happened to me. Not the way that it happened, but it was like a clear knowing that I was not supposed to post that video. And so as soon as I said, okay, I'm not going to post it, like, because in order for me to delete it on TikTok, it has to upload or it would just stay sitting there. And I told Spirit, I said, okay, I'm not going to post this. As soon as it uploads, I'm going to delete it. And as soon as I said that, the video finished uploading and I deleted it. And, you know, I was just like, okay, that's interesting. And then I let the days go by and I have a Patreon. So I wanted to do a solar eclipse energy update and the energy was unreadable. And so I'm like, okay, Spirit, this is very interesting. Why is the solar eclipse? And literally it was a sense of humor. The universe was like, can I not surprise y'all? Because remember, y'all, there's a duality to this. So from the positive perspective of the solar eclipse, the universe was like, can I not surprise you guys? Can I not surprise you guys with, you guys understand this is a new moon and there's going to be a lot of physical manifestations. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to be manifesting during this total solar eclipse. And the universe was just in a giddy mode, like just like in a, it just the message was relayed to me was in a way of, can I just surprise you guys? I want to just surprise you guys because it's going to be mind blowing for some of you. Like, it's like the universe and spirit, like the universe just wants us to relax and rest for a change and be okay with just relaxing into the unknown. And it makes sense, you guys, because at some point we got to trust what we know. So I understood exactly what the energies was speaking to me. And, you know, I relayed that message today. And now the duality to that is Mother Gaia, this planet is tired. And so she's no longer going to be revealing certain things that she is going to have to do to cleanse herself. And it makes sense. And so there is going to be, and so also too, and this is why I love the divine, you guys, excuse the cough. And y'all know I don't edit anything. Y'all going to get this raw footage. But Gaia, it's like she is hiding what she needs to do to cleanse herself. And it makes sense. It makes sense because too many of us are sharing things that we shouldn't be sharing. And there are times that I watch videos and I'm like, why would you put that out there? Like, I could even feel that spirit, the information that some of these people be revealing, I could feel how spirit is didn't want that. Because you guys, there's always monitoring eyes, especially around those of us that are chosen. And so we have to be, and those of us that are chosen to be wise with what we know, when to share things with you guys, when not to share things. And there's a lot of things that has been shared that should not be shared. It's like social media now. It's like people are only thinking about likes and money. But there are consequences to, you know, when you do things and you shouldn't be reveal it. And I know I tell you guys, those of you that follow me, y'all know sometimes I tell y'all like I'm really not guided to say anything right now because I know the importance of timing and releasing information and how when we do release this information, there are people that can pick up on it and try to manipulate. So I understand why this eclipse energy is unreadable. And so another thing for the chaos that I was getting ready to say, and a cough came in.
The another reason why the spirit is not revealing, the energy is unreadable as well, is because there's going to be some chaotic things that's going to happen. And our higher self doesn't want us focused on that. The universe spirit does not want us focused. The collective consciousness, you know, spirit doesn't want us to be focused on the chaos that's going to take place, because it's not going to affect those who are not going to be on that timeline. And so, because people are going to be putting that out, and there's enough fear mongering. So you guys, when I think about spirit, how much the creative spirit, how much is so loving and compassionate, and it doesn't want us to be caught up in certain things. It wants us to stay, you know, when you're in the unknown, it can go any way. And I think that's what happens. This is why people are fearful of the unknown, because we have a tendency to go into a negative state instead of being positive. But that's also teaching us how to shift ourselves. Like, we can't just stay in our lower self. We can't continue to just allow ourselves to just believe that negative things are going to happen. And then when spirit reveals positive things, we struggle with believing that. And, you know, this is all a part. I want you guys to understand too, the way that things are going right now, it's all a part of us stepping into our power. And we cannot step into our power if our higher self doesn't create events that will allow us, you know, situations, circumstances that will allow us to step into our power. So for now, a lot of things are going to be unknown, unsure, except there are things that you do know. So it's like your higher self wants you to stand on what you know. What you don't know, hey, you don't know. When it, if it's meant for you to know something, when it's meant for you to know something, you're going to know, okay? But if you don't know, don't go try to looking, because there's a lot of manipulative, deceptive energies out there. And so when you go looking for stuff, you know, you're not, there's no need. This is the message that your higher self wants you to know. There's no need for you to look for anything. It's time for many of you to just relax and rest, because it's through that relaxing that you will be able to receive. And so this is a time for many that have been on this journey to just relax. For some of you, you were probably guided to not manifest during this total eclipse, because we've already set intentions. It's now time for us to allow what we have set the intent for to come through. And it's going to manifest. This is the technical part of manifesting. When you become a creator, or if you see yourself as a co-creator, that you are bringing your manifestation in when you relax, because that relaxing is going to allow you to ground, and you're grounding through your knowing. It's key to ground through your knowing. So stand on what you know. That is what helps. You are the one that's, you have the power. We are going through the process of understanding how powerful we are, that we are the ones that's bringing in our own manifestation. And our higher self is revealing to us how we are doing that. So when you relax and you ground, you are grounding the energy to pull it in. Take some time and allow yourself to process that information. But right now, you guys, there, stand on what you know, okay? Don't worry about anything else. Stand on what you know and stay in a blissful, peaceful state. For those of you that have found your peace, stay in it. For those of you that have found the love within yourself, stay within that. Don't detach from what keeps you, whatever's going to keep you grounded. Latch on to that and allow yourself to stay grounded. Don't allow yourself to go up in the ethers, okay? It's sometimes, you know, you can get frustrated and you want to shift back and you want to go back to manifesting and trying to create, but it is very vital right now to stay grounded. Stay grounded. I'm sending you guys so much love, so much peace. I'm super excited. I've been enthusiastic about this April 8th, and to watch as everything begins to unfold. So I myself am grounded. I'm not allowing myself to go back into the spiritual realm or into the ethers because I have a tendency, that's my safe space. And when you ground, you know, you're going to feel all these emotions. But you have to remember, you guys, you came here for the human experience. You didn't come here to run from your feelings. You came here to experience what you experienced and allow your spirit self to guide you through your experience. So I'm super excited. If you guys can get a chance to share with me your experience during this eclipse, I would love to hear your feedback. I'm sending you guys so much peace, so much love. Enjoy the new moon, the total solar eclipse, along with Mercury retrograde. Have a great solar eclipse.